South Alabama takes down Georgia Southern 74-68, joined by head coach Mark Byington on the Ford locker room wrap-up. I know you had a 10-point lead, and I know you're up with 5 minutes left, but it just seemed like in the second half when the foul trouble kicked in, it just looked like you guys ran out of gas.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, a 10-point lead with, I think, 2 minutes to go in the first half is, you know, not insurmountable. Yeah. So, you know, it was a couple of things going on where, you know, we knew they're going to come back and fight hard. I mean, they got so much talent on their roster. And, you know, they're preseason number one, 15 in the league. And they got guys who can make plays. And Josh Ajayi, he's, you know, probably the best post player in the league. So they got a lot of stuff. And I was happy the fact that they came back and they threw a lot of punches to kind of come back and take the lead. And then we responded back, and Calvin hit a couple shots. And we responded back by taking the lead. And, you know, it was about 2:40 to go in the game, and, you know, we just couldn't get the stops, and we were sloppy with the ball. We weren't tough enough with the ball, and you can't do that on the road. And, you know, so the free throw disparity was insurmountable. You know, we had trouble overcoming that. And, you know, it's, you know, we just got to be tougher. We got to respond better. We got to figure things out.
Was there something different that their full court press did in the second half that they didn't do in the first half?
No, we just, in the first half, we really attacked it, and we were assertive. In the second half, we weren't. You know, the same guys who made the good plays in the first half to struggle with in the second half. So it really wasn't anything different. We just got to be stronger with the ball. And, you know, I always love it when our guys are aggressive and overly aggressive. And we got very tentative, and we were hesitant against it. You can't do that.
Early in the second half, both Carter and Dawkins picked up 4 fouls. Crawley ends up playing tremendously again, back-to-back double-doubles. He finishes with 13 points, 10 rebounds, ties a career high with 7 on the offensive end. But when two of your bigs are pretty much possession by possession for 13-plus minutes in the second half, how much did that throw a wrinkle in what you wanted to do?
Well, you know, we wanted to play Simeon Carter more. And, you know, that was kind of the game plan. We played him 25, 28 minutes. And he had an unfortunate call. They called a rebound and foul against him that kind of wasn't in the flow of the game or what was being called or not. And so that was his first one. And then he got another one where he actually fouled later on. And now he had to sit down. And so he had to sit down for a bunch of the first half. And the second half, he, you know, got in a couple foul troubles there. And so he never got into rhythm because of foul trouble. And Trey Dawkins gave us some good minutes in the first half. I thought he was solid in the first half. And in the second half, he got in foul trouble and fouled out as well.
It was an encouraging victory on Thursday at Troy, winning by 16. But when we talked earlier today, you said the South Alabama team is a Jekyll and Hyde team. They're all over the place, but when it clicks, they can be really good. And I think this game, you may have seen both sides of the same team.
Well, you know, I think give us some credit, too, because I think in the first half, I thought, you know, we played really well.
Yeah.
And I thought they played well. And, you know, we were able to move the ball, pass the ball, you know, to get stops. Our defense, I liked our defense in the first half. And then in the second half, we just were a step slow. And, we were running out of just energy and being able. And sometimes when you get really tired, you make mental mistakes, too. And so we had some physical and mental mistakes that we couldn't overcome those.
And for the first time in really about a month, you're going to get an extended break. You don't play until next Saturday. It's the first Southern Knot State game of the season. It'll be 5 o'clock following the women's game at 2. You can listen here at 4:30 on the Georgia Southern Sports Network. But knowing the amount of time you're going to have to get back and get ready, initially, what do you think is the most important thing that you'll need to work on?
Well, it's going to be a similar game to this. And, you know, it's going to be a physical game. You know, it's going to be a game that we got to be, you know, tough, and we're going to handle adversity and different things. I'm sure we'll have a great crowd. You know, we're 9 games into this league play, and we're right there at the top of the league. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully we get the support that comes with that game. And we got to just keep getting better. You know, sometimes, you know, things hurt, and you do things that you wish you could have done differently, but they're growing experiences right now, and you know, I can see the look in the guys' faces in the locker room, and I wish I'd have done some things better. I know they wish they had done some things better, and you get to that point to where you want those situations again, and we're going to have those throughout the year. You know, we're going to play this team again. We're going to play, you know, tough physical games like this, and we've got to respond better.
Mark, thanks a lot. We'll see you Monday at Eagle Creek.
Okay, thank you.
7 to 8.